Over the weekend, old Joe apologized to the new voter base of the Democrat Party, the 30-plus million foreign invaders and their anchor babies, their children who are automatically granted citizenship in the United States because of the ridiculous birthright citizenship laws, which automatically grant the children of criminal invading illegal aliens American citizenship. He specifically apologized for the way that he talked about the one who killed Lake and Riley, that college student in Georgia, who the White House has been trying to sweep under the rug until Marjorie Taylor Greene bravely confronted him at the State of the Union address and then, well, heckled him during the address, shaming him into finally saying her name.
I noticed the look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber and you saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was
That you're welcoming the foreign invasion and Donald Trump wants to stop it and deport them all. And while old Joe was apologizing to the monster who killed Lake and Riley, Donald Trump was meeting with her family backstage before his event in Georgia, their home state, trying to provide some sort of comfort to them and assurance that he'll do everything that he can, if he's reelected, to stop such a thing from happening to other Americans. The Democrats are more upset with how old Joe referred to the monster than what the monster and thousands of others like him do to American citizens on a regular basis once they invade our country. And even old Joe knew that he was going to get himself into trouble, so he stopped himself from saying an illegal alien and just called him an illegal, because he knew that that term is now the equivalent of the N-word.
There has been at least one Democrat that has criticized it. Joaquin Castro has said, like, this using that word and illegal dehumanizing is problematic. What did you make of that?
Well, that's probably true. He probably should have used a different word, and I think he would know that.
They're dehumanizing a monster, and that's wrong. Of course, it's not just one Democrat member of Congress who is upset about it. They're all upset about it, including their mouthpieces in the liberal media. Nancy Pelosi quickly corrected him after the State of the Union address.
Now, you should have said undocumented.
And then Congressman Chuy Garcia of Chicago posted on X, Twitter, that he's a proud immigrant and he is extremely disappointed to hear President Biden use the word illegal. But before the 2016 presidential election, when Donald Trump highlighted the ongoing foreign invasion, causing the Democrats to take the exact opposite position, this was the Democrat position. This was the American position. Here's Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, who has been the most powerful Democrat in the Senate for decades.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose.
But that was then, and this is now.
Unlike Donald Trump, on my first day in office as president, I introduced a comprehensive plan to fix our immigration system.
What he means is a plan to rubber stamp citizenship for the 30 million foreign invaders. I guess technically back then when he first took office, it was only around 22 million. Now another 8 million or so have poured in, bringing the total up to 30 million conservatively.
Secure our border.
He means to open the border, to sue the state of Texas to stop them from securing the border by setting up makeshift barriers and razor wire, and then ordering the Department of Homeland Security to literally start cutting the fences down and removing the barriers.
Provide a pathway for citizens, for dreamers and their families.
Oh, now it's not just the dreamers who are the illegals who are brought here as small children by their criminal invader parents. And so then they say, Obama said, well, okay, so it wasn't their fault. They didn't come here on their own choice. They were just kids. So they'll grant them amnesty. But now, oh, it's them and their families. So it's the dreamers and the criminal invader parents who smuggled them over here. Now, just grant them all citizenship. And remember when a traitor within the Trump administration leaked to the media that he referred to certain African countries along with Haiti and various ones in Central America as bleephole countries, and asked why we should allow immigrants from those countries to come here, and said if we're going to be getting more immigrants, that we should be getting them from places like Norway, And then the media completely had a total meltdown for the entire week. Well, Haiti, which is a Caribbean island right next to Cuba, is having a complete societal breakdown. And a literal gang leader is in charge of a mob that is trying to overthrow the government. And they let thousands of prisoners out of jail to join them. They're basically the Caribbean Antifa. And the U.S. Embassy has ordered their staff to flee the island now because it's not safe for them or really anyone to be there now. The liberal media wasn't just upset that Donald Trump referred to certain countries as bleephole countries. They, of course, took the exact counter-argument and published hilariously satirical-sounding headlines like this from the Washington Post. This is how ignorant you have to be to call Haiti a bleephole. Conan O'Brien virtue signaled so hard that he decided to make his own version of a Make America Great Again hat, but it said, well, wait for it.
Own version of Make America Great Again hats. It's a hat that says Haiti is great already. We offered it to them and they were quite happy to have it. People really like the slogan in Haiti. They liked it so much so that Omaze.com is now exclusively offering this Haiti is great already t-shirt.
Now, I forgot that he did this, and when I first saw the picture of Bill Maher wearing the Haiti is great already shirt, I thought it was a funny meme, but then it dawned on me that that was a real Democrat campaign, and a bunch of celebrities wore the shirt in order to counter-signal Donald Trump's statements about the country. And then Conan O'Brien actually went to the country. This is back in 2018, and then posted this saying, Haiti is truly a beautiful country. Well, I don't doubt that it is beautiful scenery, but for decades, Haiti has been a bleephole, and a very dangerous bleephole at that. And I would be willing to bet, at this point, the State Department is probably actually preventing people from even going there. It's so dangerous. So this is where we're at now. It's getting very hard to tell what is a meme and what the Democrats actually believe, because they are this ridiculous. You know what's coming next, don't you? Well, these t-shirts are beyond pathetic. You can get this quality, sorry, no vacancy, deport them all shirt from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. And it's never too late to get your Wanted for President Trump mugshot shirt, your Conspiracy Theorist to Right shirt, your Ultra MAGA shirt, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, or most rather, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.